Consider nurses alone. So far this year, 600 have lost their licenses. Some just haven't provided proof of citizenship or legal working status. But Georgia's Deputy Secretary of State Kelly Farr says most are falling through the cracks because his office can't keep up with the workload.
There's nothing more frustrating than getting that call from the desperate nurse, knowing that she's being slowed down because we literally don't have enough people to click the approve button.
Farr is in charge of the Secretary of State's license processing office in Macon. Here, four employees sit around a table. They open endless stacks of mail, remove staples, and push documents through an antiquated timestamp machine. Lisa Durden manages the Macon office. She says the process can be relatively quick for a clean application.
The fee, a transcript, test scores, whatever it is. If we get all of that information on the front end, then we can issue the license and, you know, that's a done deal.
Now, every application takes just a bit longer to process. Many take a lot more time. The law's added burden comes even as budget cuts have left the office with 40% fewer people.
Thank you for calling the Georgia Medical Board Secure and Verifiable Documents and Affidavits line. If you're hearing this message, we are busy helping other
customers. We did not have the staff. We didn't have the equipment.
LaSharn Hughes is executive director of the Georgia Composite Medical Board. Her office licenses physicians and about a half dozen other medical practitioners. She says processing delays and confusion about the new requirements mean about 5% of licenses have lapsed. That's some 1,300 doctors, physician assistants, and other medical practitioners.
We did monitor the bill. We did not see any direct impact at the time.
Donald Pomisano Jr. is executive director of the Medical Association of Georgia. He says the law fixes a problem that never existed, at least not among doctors.
We're not aware of any undocumented immigrants that are physicians.
And that's what frustrates Dr. Jorge Simmons Diaz, a Colombian-born physician who immigrated here 35 years ago. He's already complied and says the process wasn't hard. But
these questions, they have been asked to us as a foreign medical graduates so many times.
Dr. Simmons Diaz says decades ago, his Georgia medical license was held up until he could provide a high school transcript from his native Colombia in English. He says even that makes more sense than stopping a qualified physician from working. Dr. Joanne Schulte, an Atlanta pediatrician, also questions the wisdom behind the law.
I honestly wonder how the rules for this process were made. It just does not seem particularly well thought out to me. And I'm sure it's going to make some people pretty angry.
One of those angered is D.A. King, easily Georgia's most outspoken critic on illegal immigration. He helped write the law.
I am not only outraged, but sincerely disappointed and puzzled that our repair legislation was not allowed a vote.
A widely supported bill that fixed some of the shortcomings died in the last legislative session. Still, King stands behind the law.
We are simply trying to make Georgia as inhospitable as possible to people who are here in violation of American immigration law.
Republican State Representative Matt Ramsey sponsored HB 87. He did not respond to numerous requests for comment. Governor Deal, who signed the bill into law, also never responded. For now, state licensing offices will continue opening mail full of copies of passports and birth certificates, then checking them against a list of acceptable documents. But that's where the process ends, confirms Kelly Farr and Lisa Durden of the Secretary of State's office. The law says nothing about making sure the documents are genuine.
You verify that it meets the list, but you don't verify the accuracy of what's submitted.
We really don't have a way to do that.
Yeah, there's no way to do it.
So far, the new requirements have uncovered no illegal immigrants, state officials say. Instead, they hope the process itself is enough to discourage people in the country illegally from trying to get a license in the first place. Jim Burris, WABE News.